the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone. Nate Lull coming to you live from SUNY Oneonta as we get set for the Class D regionals between Section 3 and Section 4. It's New York Mills representing Section 3 and, of course, the Lawrence Leopards representing Section 4. I'm Nate Lull. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans the best in today's game. And this is going to be a great matchup here, folks. This is some bonus coverage today. And I just wanted to quickly recognize, as we will throughout today's broadcast, some of our special sponsors. Of course, Amphenol in Sydney, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Putnam Pest Control of West Oneonta, NBT Bank, Volkswagen Oneonta, Community Bank NA, the Lawrence Teachers Association, and Paint Your House of Gilbertsville. These are our special sponsors which have allowed us to be here for this great matchup today between Lawrence and New York Mills. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will hear from Lawrence head coach Andy Carr as he talks about that fantastic win that Lawrence had over South Courtright in the Section 4 Class D Finals last Saturday on this very floor here at SUNY Oneonta. He also talks about New York Mills and what they bring to the table. Of course, New York Mills is the reigning Class D champion from last year in New York State. They're a team that has a ton of experience, great coaching. So Lawrence has their hands full here today, but they do have the size advantage, and boy, just a lot to talk about. We'll hear from head coach Andy Carr from Lawrence when we come back, and then we'll come back a little bit after that and break things down for New York Mills and Lawrence, again, here on the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open, but wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
WCDO Sports, it's Lawrence taking on New York Mills in the Class D New York State Regional Round. Nate Lull on WCDO, and we're joined by Lawrence head coach Andy Carr. And coach, it just has to be so exciting. Can you describe what it's been like for your team since winning the first sectional championship since 1973? You did it at SUCO last Saturday.
I mean, it's been great. It's been exciting, and you know, the community's kind of really rallied behind us, and the school's been, you know, great with all the support from the administration and the Board of Education. And you know, the kids are really excited about, you know, playing this game coming up. It's against New York Mills, and they know every time that we play a game now, we win. It's setting a little bit of a history here. We've never had 21 wins in one season. You know, it's been 42 years since we've won a sectional championship. And back in 73, they didn't have regional games, so this is the first time that Lawrence is being represented in a regional game in basketball. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been pretty exciting.
Coach, I know for you, you put in a ton of hard work during the season, during the off season, getting these guys ready and going around and scouting and everything that you do on a personal level. How does it feel to have that sectional championship? Just has to be a dream come true for you as well.
It's something that you dream about it a lot. You never really picture yourself being able to do it. And, we played South Korea for that Section 4 championship back in 2009, and they beat us by 5, and we were able to play them again this year and win it. And I tell you, South Korea's program with Bobby Van Valkenburg is unreal, and, you know, it was just a huge accomplishment for us to be able to compete with them and beat them in the Section 4 finals. I mean, it's just something you dream about it, but you never really think it's going
to
happen.
That's something I wanted to talk to you about. I thought your team back in 2009 was certainly one of the best teams that I've seen locally in a long time. And, you know, you lose to that South Korea team that goes undefeated and wins the Class D New York State Championship. Do you feel like getting this win this year kind of erases that a little bit, or just makes you guys feel a little bit better? Such a good rivalry, it seems, between you guys and South Korea.
Well, these guys this year, we've talked about that game back in 2009, and it's something that I'll never get that out of my mind, losing that game by 5. I mean, it's something that's always going to be there. So I don't know if it really erases it or not, but it gives you kind of a feeling of accomplishment that you've been able to get back there and finally win it. So it's still in the back of my mind. I'll never forget it. I'll always have those memories, but this has been a great accomplishment for these guys.
Coach, you have New York Mills here on Saturday. You're in a very familiar home, almost-like setting at SUCO. Can you tell us a little bit about what Mills brings to the table? Of course, defending state champion. They've been here before, but you guys certainly have some nice size, and looks like it should be a pretty good matchup this Saturday.
Mills, they're a great program. Coach Mike Adie's the winningest coach in Section 3, and he's got over 540 wins. And, you know, they've been here a lot of times in the past 6 years, and in the past 6 years, the team that either beats them wins the states, or New York Mills has won the states. So, I mean, when you're going against Mills, you're going against a lot of history there. So I know that they got this kid, Terrence Nichols, that's averaging almost 20. I think he's averaging 18 points a game now. You know, he's a 6'1 guard, and he can handle the ball real well. We went up and watched him play last Sunday against Sackett's Harbor. And they got this other kid, the Sutherland kid. He's averaging 9 points a game. I mean, they're going to be a good quality team. I mean, size-wise, we're a little bit bigger. They have a 6'5 kid, Corey Pastorelli, that comes off the bench. But other than that, most of the kids are 6 foot or under, so we have a little size advantage on them inside.
Your team is certainly built not only for size. It seems like the guard play has been great all year as well. But just going back to the size, you have Aaron Lang helping you as an assistant this year. Of course, he had a great career, was on that 2009 team, went on to play at Hartwick. What's it been like to have him around the guys this year? I'm sure it has to be just a great influence on some of your big men.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron's really helped us out actually the last 2 years. And so he's been with these kids for a couple years now. And what we do with Aaron is in the early part of the season, he gets the post players, and the stuff that he's learned when he was up at Hartwick College, he brings to our practices and puts them through some post drills and teaches them, you know, a couple post moves and works them with those guys. He gets them for about 15 minutes a day in practice early in the season. So that's what his responsibilities are. And he's also great on the bench, watching the game and keeping me informed of what's going on and throwing out his 2 cents every once in a while and different ideas of what he thinks we should be doing or things that might help us out during the game.
Coach, my last question, I know it's hard to nail it down to one thing, but some of the keys that will help you guys to be successful on the big court at SUCO against New York Mills.
Well, I think that, you know, Jared Conklin has got to have a good game for us. You know, he's got to be able to hit a couple of those outside shots that he's been doing for us lately. And Mitchell Bear has got to have a good game for us inside and out. Mitchell at times puts this team on his back, and, you know, he's a 1,000-point scorer, and he's been with me for 4 years. And sometimes we look to Mitchell just to kind of take control and take charge. And Jared continues to be defensively as strong as he has been, you know, we're going to be in good shape. I mean, I think he'll match up real well with the Nichols kid. And then the other one is Mason Weir. Mason Weir has been running the show for us now. And since the Walton game late in our season, Mason's just become a shooter and a scorer for us and makes other teams have to have somebody else to defend. So I think if those three kids, you know, do their role And they have a good day on Saturday. We're going to be in good shape.
Lawrence head coach Andy Carr, thanks for joining us here on WCDO. No matter what happens, congratulations on a great season, and we look forward to a great one against New York Mills.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
This is Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO Sports.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. Their popular Nashville show trip will fill up fast. Leaves October 25th. This 7-day motor coach trip includes hotel, Grand Ole Opry show, Country Music Hall of Fame, 10 meals, and lots more. Only $689 per person. If a cruise is more your style, cruise from New York to the Southern Caribbean next January 31st, 2016. Visit ports in San Juan, St. Thomas, Tortola, St. Lucia, Barbados, and St. Kitts. Inside cabin, an incredible $789 per person. Don't delay. Awesome group trips at Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Stop in or call for a flyer, 563-2156, 563-2156.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell with you live from SUNY Oneonta. As it's the New York State Class D Boys Regional Round. The winner of this game will move on to Glens Falls, which, if you're a boys basketball fan in New York State, you know that that is the place where you want to end up for your season. So the winner of this game between New York Mills and Lawrence will get to Glens Falls, and that will certainly be an exciting time. We'll take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll come back with starting lineups. I'm Nate Lowell here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream today, courtesy of SFCU, as we get set for regional action today between Lawrence and New York Mills. Of course, Lawrence from Section 4 and New York Mills from Section 3. Let's quickly run through the starting lineups today. First for Lawrence, Mitchell Barra, number 21, a senior. Jared Conklin, a senior, number 23. Anthony Monaco, a junior, number 32. Mason Weir, a sophomore, running the point today for Lawrence, wearing number 33. And Jared Benjamin, a sophomore, number 42, for head coach Andy Carr. For New York Mills, Champions in Section 3. They are led by junior swingman number 3, Terrence Nichols. Junior number 3, Terrence Nichols. A senior number 10, Andrew Serpinet. A senior number 14, Luke Sunderland. A junior number 34, Griffin Bauer. And also a sophomore number 30, Ben Curley. Head coach for New York Mills is Mike Ady. And when you talk about New York Mills, we heard head coach for Lawrence, Andy Carr, talking about this New York Mills program. Of course, winning states last year. This is their third straight trip to the regionals. They've won Section 3 7 years in a row. So this is a team that certainly knows how to win. And they bring that experience here to Suco today. They played here 2 years ago, defeating Marathon in this regional game. Marathon won Section 4 that year and then moved on to the Final Four. So New York Mills, they had a dynamite team last year, and then they came back this year, and no one expected them to be as strong as they have been, winning the Section 3 Class D title as a 3 seed. If you're Lawrence, you've kind of had a surprise year as well. Everyone knew that they had the tools to put it together, especially in the Tri-Valley League, but to defeat South Courtright, a perennial local power, last weekend right here on this floor, 47-44. That was certainly a huge win, and this is the farthest that this Lawrence team has gone in program history. They last won a Section 4 Class D title in 1973, so we certainly know that this is a historic moment, 42 years in the making for Lawrence. Lawrence will go left to right to start things off. They're in the home white uniforms with the red and the black trim, says Lawrence across the front of the uniform. New York Mills is in the road dark blue uniforms with the orange trim, says NY Mills, and that orange lettering across the chest also has some white trim in there. They will go right to left. Barra will tip it up against Nichols of New York Mills, and we're underway. Mills is going to win the opening tap. And here's Terrence Nichols at half court. Again, Mills going right to left as we start off this Class D regional game between Section 3 and Section 4. Mills with the ball. Lawrence comes out in the traditional 2-3 that they like to play. And here is Mills to the left side. They bounce it inside. It's stolen away, though, by Lawrence. Ball on the floor, and we'll have an early tie-up. No, quickly, Conklin will rip it out of there. So we won't have the jump ball, and Lawrence will bring it down the floor. As they go left to right, their opening possession. We're 30 seconds in, and we're scoreless between Lawrence and Mills. First round of states in the regionals. Here's Conklin to the foul line. Hands one off for Barra down low, and a traveling violation against Mitchell Barra. And both teams on their first possession, maybe some nerves getting those out. The ball goes back to Mills, and Nichols will bring the ball up the floor. Averaging 18 points a game, he hit the game winner in overtime against Sackett's Harbor to get New York Mills to this stage here today. Had a tough shooting day last Sunday, but managed to get the bucket when it counted as they won that game in overtime 40-38. New York Mills, right side in front of the Lawrence bench, dribble drive into the paint. They kick it back out, and now we'll have a travel violation there against Ben Curley, the sophomore, and the ball back to Lawrence. So that 2-3 zone for Lawrence, and that length is something that I think a lot of teams aren't used to. And we saw it give South Courtright trouble, especially in the second half of that Section 4 Class D championship game last Saturday at Suco. Here's Lawrence with the ball, left to right. Mason Weir from downtown. Opening bucket is good for Mason Weir. And Mason Weir, the sophomore, gives Lawrence a 3-0 lead. Mills back the other way to the left side. Down low, up off the glass, no good. Mitchell Barra the rebound, as that was Supredit missing that one. Here's Lawrence off to the races. Down the right wing, Conklin into the paint. Passes off for Benjamin, left baseline, back out for Barra, pump fakes, uses the body to get some position, shot there, no good, rebound up and in. And that was Jarrett Benjamin putting it home, and Lawrence out to a 5-0 lead here over Mills, 6-10 into the first quarter. Nichols, the point guard here for Mills, motioning to his team to slow it down. They want a good possession here, 6:05 to go, first quarter. Lawrence ahead 5-0 over New York Mills. And here is Nichols to the right side, front of the Lawrence bench, passes it inside, down to the right block, up off the glass, and in. And Griffin Bauer, the junior, scores his first point for Mills, and it's 5-2. This is an interesting matchup between Nichols closely guarding Mason Weir as he brings it up the floor. Mills falling back into the man-to-man defense here. Lawrence running through the offense as they go left to right. Weir passes down low, tries to go back door, looking for Conklin, stolen away. Here's Mills off and running. Supredit all the way to the hole. He's fouled, can't get the layup, and it's a block against Lawrence. 5:28 to go. First quarter, it's Lawrence 5, New York Mills 2. Thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOSports.com. A shooting foul against Mitchell Barra. And will foul trouble be an issue here today? So here is Andrew Suprenant to the line. First shot is up and off the front rim, no good. Mills has played here before, so we often talk about when doing games in this building that it's a tough place to shoot. But they've been here before. They've played in a variety of different buildings. That's what happens when you go deep in states. They look comfortable here so far today as Suprenant nails the second free throw, and it's 5-3. And if warm-ups are any indication, they look very comfortable. So Lawrence led 5-0. It's now 5-3 here against New York Mills. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Live from SUNY Oneonta. Conklin to the right side. Now for Weir. Into the paint. On the right baseline, back out for Barra. Conklin, straight away, three off the front rim, no good. Monaco, the rebound for Lawrence at the right block. He's tied up, jump ball, and possession stays with Lawrence. Lawrence might have the size advantage with several guys in the 6'2" to 6'4" range, but this is a scrappy New York Mills team. They remind me of how South Courtright plays. Just a team that is all hustle. Inbounds to Conklin, left baseline, passes back out for Barra, step back three, got it. Mitchell Barra from downtown for Lawrence. And the Leopards have an 8-3 lead. Here's Mills back the other way, left wing, and now we'll have a timeout on the floor. And the Zebra crew is going to go over to the scorer's table here and talk things over with the clock keeper. 4:52 to go, first quarter. It's Lawrence 8, New York Mills 3. I think there was just a small issue there with the shot clock, so we'll get things back underway. Mills with the ball on their own offensive end of the floor. They're in the dark uniforms here today. It's the blue with the orange trim, a royal blue, as they go right to left. Mills in front of the Lawrence bench, right side. Nichols closely guarded by Weir. Lawrence in the 2-3. Kick-out shot for Mills. Off the mark, no good for Luke Sunderland, but he gets his own rebound. Down to the right block. Up, and he's blocked there. Rebound. Ball loose on the floor, and Lawrence comes away with it. Outlet pass for Weir, and we'll have a foul against Mills. Benjamin brought the ball down, but as any big guy should, he kept it up high. Mills with a reach-in foul as some of the little guards were in there swatting away at it. So that's the first foul on Mills here this afternoon. Ben Curley, the sophomore, picking up the foul. 4:30 to go, first quarter. Lawrence 8, New York Mills 3. Lawrence with the ball in the home whites, with the black and red trim going left to right. Crossing the half-court timeline is Mason Weir. Weir down low to a wide-open Benjamin, and he puts it home. Great court vision there by Mason Weir. Dumped it down low, and Benjamin was all alone on the right block, and he puts it in. It's 10-3. Lawrence on top. Mills back out to Suprenant. It's tipped by Lawrence. Possession stays here with the New York Mills Marauders. And New York Mills will inbounds on the media side here. Left wing as they go right to left. In the ball into the backcourt for Nichols. His pass to the far side is again tipped away by Weir and out of bounds. So we're halfway through the first quarter. It's Lawrence 10 and New York Mills 3. They get the ball in to Terrence Nichols, who's been quiet so far, hasn't had a shot yet. Nichols with the ball left side into the corner. A three ball for Mills is no good. Rebound for Benjamin, as that was Suprenant who couldn't find it from downtown. And Lawrence going left to right. They bring it forward with 3:45 to go, first quarter. And here is Weir to the left side. Brings it down. He's outside the three-point line, top of the key. Now for Conklin, running through the man-to-man. Pass was too hot there for Barra. Ball loose on the floor. Mills comes away. Terrence Nichols on the floor here, trying to call timeout, and he'll get it. Boy, that was close to a travel, but a great hustle play there by Nichols to hold on. 3:29 to go, first quarter. We'll take a break. Lawrence off to a great start here against New York Mills. They lead 10-3 in the Class D Regionals from SUNY Oneonta. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, WCDO, and WCDOsports.com. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Lawrence on top, 10-3. 3:20 to go, first quarter from SUNY Oneonta, Class D Regionals, Section 3 versus Section 4. Mills with the ball going right to left, top to the key, here for Luke Sunderland, the senior for Mills. Back out Nichols, three ball right side, got it. First shot of the afternoon for Terrence Nichols, and he's deadly from downtown. He puts it home, and it's 10-6. That's New York Mills' 118th three-pointer of the season. They are very hot from downtown if they can get going. They trail by four, 10-6. 2:50 to go first quarter. Lawrence with the ball. Here's Weir outside the three-point line for Lawrence. Passes down low. Right block for Monaco. A little up and under. Lost the ball. Here comes Mills back the other way off the steal. Ahead for Suprenant. Back for Nichols, top of the key, reverses for Sunderland, far side. Down low for Curley off the glass. This one gets the roll, and Curley puts it in. His first points for New York Mills, and it's 10-8, right back to a two-point ball game. 2:25 to go, first quarter. And here's Mason Weir crossing half court, going left to right. Puts his back to the basket now to get some room between him and Nichols, and finds Conklin. Baseline drive, left side, kicks it back up top for Weir. Back to Conklin, left side three from downtown, off the front rim. Nichols flies out of nowhere and gets the rebound here for Mills. Down the floor to the left side for Nichols. Cross-court pass to nobody, right into the Lawrence bench, out of bounds. Thought he had a cutter over there. Instead, ball back to Lawrence with 2:02 to go, first quarter. Mills will go to the bench, and senior Cameron Lyons will check in. So Lawrence leads New York Mills 10-8. It's Section 4 versus Section 3. And here's Weir going left to right. Weir crossing half court, bringing the ball up slowly here for Lawrence with a minute 55 to go first quarter for Mitchell Barra. Barra closely guarded here. Mills still sticking with the man-to-man. Conklin top of the key now for the Leopards. Back for Mason Weir in front of the Mills bench as Lawrence goes left to right. And here is Weir looking to get it over to Barra. Instead goes to Monaco, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Back out for Barra. Goes baseline, using that frame to get down low. Shoots up over the backboard as he was behind the basket there. And now we'll have a whistle. Ball was out of bounds. With 1:32 to go first quarter, Barra found himself on that baseline, had nowhere to go. And the ball back to Mills. It's 10-8 with a minute 30 to go first quarter. Lawrence on top of New York Mills here in the Class D Boys Regional Game. Live from SUNY Oneonta. Here on WCDO, and now into the paint. Back out for Suprenant from downtown. This one off the front rim, and a rebound now for Monaco, and that size is serving Lawrence very well. Weir ahead for Conklin, 1:10 to go first quarter. Conklin going left to right, to the right wing, closely guarded by Suprenant. Tries to back him down, kicks it out for Weir. Weir into the paint, tries a finger roll up off the back rim, no good. Weir gets his own rebound, out for Conklin. Under a minute to go, first quarter for Barra from downtown, and that one is short. And Mills scoops up the rebound. Here comes Nichols with 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Lawrence 10 and New York Mills 8. Nichols to the left side, top of the key for Suprenant. Back to Nichols. Little pump fake, stutter step, drives, kicks it across the top of the zone. Mills for three. This one off the back rim, no good. Ball is loose, and Suprenant hustles down a rebound. Great job there by the Marauders. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Lawrence leads by two, and Mills just hustling for those last two rebounds. Here's Nichols slowing things down, puts on the brakes, walks back up towards half court. Mills going right to left, top of the key now. For Mills, here's Lyons, steps in. Kicks it out, 10 on the game clock here for the Marauders. Back to the far side for Suprenant. Glances up at the clock. Mills trailing by two. End of the first quarter here coming up. Nichols to the basket. Athletic move is no good, and that's the way the first quarter will end. Nichols falling to the floor hard there after missing that layup. He appears to be a little shaken up, but he'll be all right, it looks like, as he walks off the floor. End of the first quarter. Lawrence leads Mills 10-8. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, Lawrence leads New York Mills 10-8. Mills has the ball. as they go right to left. They're in the blue uniforms with the orange and the white trim. Here's Mills to the right side as they work it around this 2-3 zone. Edwin Rivera has checked into the game at the top of the 2-3 here for Lawrence. He's kind of been their sixth man the last couple of weeks. To the left side for Mills. Now into the paint. Shot is no good. Mitchell Barra the rebound, as that was Griffin Bauer who couldn't get it to go. And now Lawrence looking to run, going left to right. They find Monaco to the hoop, off the glass and in. Anthony Monaco, his first bucket of the afternoon. It's Lawrence 12 and Mills 8 with 7:20 to go, second quarter. Great game so far in this Section 3 versus Section 4 battle in the New York State Class D Boys Regional game. Terrence Nichols, top of the key. The zone very active, knowing where he is. Here's Suprenant finding Luke Sunderland, top of the key now for Nichols. Conklin out on him, using his length there. Lawrence has several players over 6 foot, and that has helped so far in this zone. 6:55 to go, second quarter. 5 to go on the shot clock. Nichols' step-in jumper is good for 3. Nichols has 6 points, all from downtown, and it's Lawrence 12, Mills 11. 6:45 to go, second quarter, and Mason Weir will walk it up the floor for the Lawrence Leopards. And here's Weir. Fakes to the right side as the Leopards go left to right. They find Mitchell Barra on a cut, misses the layup on the right block, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. And Barra wants that one back, shaking his head as he'll step to the line. Barra will go to the line. That's the second foul here on Ben Curley. And so Barra will go to the line. Barra with 3 points and can't get the first shot to go. Barra was so clutch down the stretch in the second half last Saturday against South Courtright from the foul line, and they'll need him here this afternoon as well for the Lawrence Leopards. 6:34 to go, second quarter. Lawrence going back to the bench. Monaco will go out and Benjamin will come in. Looks like head coach Andy Carr trying to keep those starters as fresh as he can. Lawrence leads by 1, 12-11. And Barra to the line. Second shot, is up and good for Mitchell Barra. So Barra has 4 and Benjamin has 4 to help lead Lawrence. Lawrence leads 13-11, 6:25 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com. I know we have a lot of Lawrence listeners down in the Florida area. Glad to have you along today. Here is New York Mills going right to left. Nichols, top of the key. Still Weir and Rivera up there. Nichols, step in, 3, got it from downtown. Nichols has got 9 on 3 three-pointers, and it's Mills with their first lead, 14-13. Lawrence wants to take a timeout. Terrence Nichols has come to play here for Mills, dragging them back out of a 10-2 hole. Mills leads 14-13, 6:02 to go in the second. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Live High School Basketball today on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Lawrence with the ball. They trail 14-13, 5:55 to go, second quarter. Here's Conklin from downtown for Lawrence. This one off the mark, no good, and Mills the rebound. And Mills will look to walk it up the floor with Terrence Nichols as they go right to left. Nichols closely guarded here by Rivera. Lawrence still sticking in this 2-3. Mills to the right side, back across. Going right to left, and now Weir is going to have the foul as Luke Sunderland was trying to cut through the paint area, and they collided. First foul of the afternoon here on Mason Weir. So just to update you on the team foul situation, Mills with 2 and Lawrence with 2. 5:36 to go, second quarter. Nichols will inbound the ball at the left block underneath the Mills basket. Passes it up top of the key. Now step-in shot here for the Marauders. That one off the back rim for Cameron Lyons, and Mitchell Barra a rebound for Lawrence, and he'll walk it up the floor himself trying to cut through this Mills pressure. Barra off to the races, finds Rivera. Mills fans wanted to travel there against Barra. Zebra Crew not agreeing, and Lawrence still with the ball here with 5:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Conklin into the paint, a drive, and this time Conklin will travel. Tried to take that extra step before the layup, and the ball back to Mills. And this is the first time we've seen Lawrence go through a little adversity here this afternoon. How will they handle it? 5:10 to go, second quarter. The Marauders 14, the Leopards 13. Nichols to half court. And it now looks like Lawrence has switched up to go a box and one with Rivera closely guarding Nichols. Mills back the other way. A shot to the right side. No good. Pulled down by Pastorelli. He passes one back out. A shot there from Luke Sunderland from the left elbow. No good. Vera the rebound for Lawrence, and the Leopards will bring it up the floor. So a little box and one coming from head coach Andy Carr. And now the Leopards with the ball again. Going left to the right side here for Conklin. Tight man-to-man in-your-face defense for New York Mills. Here's Weir, top of the key. 15 on the shot clock, 4:30 to go on the game clock. Conklin to the right side. Dribble drive for Conklin to the foul line for Weir. Steps up for three. This one rattles out. Oh, boy, hit the front and back of the rim before popping out, and now Mills looks to run. And to the right side, up off the glass. This one is blocked away by Conklin, out of bounds, off of Conklin, and will stay with New York Mills. So 4:13 to go, second quarter, live from SUNY Oneonta. New York Mills leads Lawrence 14-13. And Monaco will return for Lawrence. Nichols will inbound the ball underneath the Mills basket from the right block. They get it in. Here's Sunderland, a shot. This one off the back rim. And Mills cannot find the range either. And now we're going to have a jump ball foul. No, just a jump ball, excuse me. I thought maybe they were going to get the foul there against Supredit, who reached in there against Weir. Instead, we'll have a jump ball. Possession remains, though, with Lawrence. And now Mills looked like they were going to fall into a press. Instead, they'll just have a little pressure one-on-one against the ball, making it a little harder for Mason Weir to bring it up the floor. Now for Mitchell Barra, left side. Barra skips across the top of the defense, finds Conklin. Conklin, little give and go for Monaco. Back up for Weir, 15 again on the shot clock. Finds Conklin again, and this Mills defense starting to frustrate Lawrence. They go down low. Mitchell Barra gives it to Monaco, up off the glass, and he's fouled as he went up for the right-handed layup. 3:41 to go, second quarter. It's Mills 14, Lawrence 13. Monaco will go to the line here. It's kind of been a stalemate the last few minutes between these two sides. Defense has been good. Mills, can't say enough, in-your-face defense. And Lawrence in the 2-3 and into a little box and one, frustrating as well. Monaco to the line. He puts it home. So Anthony Monaco with 3 points. Second shot coming here for Monaco. This one is up and good for Anthony Monaco. Free throws are going to be crucial here this afternoon. Lawrence 15, Mills 14. 3:35 to go, second quarter. Here's Terrence Nichols as Mills goes right to left for Supredit, closely guarded by Weir. Passing out for Griffin Bauer. Down low, off the glass, up and good for Corey Pastorelli off the bench. He puts it in for Mills. Left-handed layup, and the Marauders lead 16-15 with 3:20 to go, second quarter. Mason Weir going left to right for Lawrence. Finds Mitchell Barra. Spot up three. This one off the mark. No good. I think he almost had too long to think about that one before releasing it. Looked a little nervous as he let it go. And here's Nichols back the other way. Great backdoor pass down low. Off the glass. No good. And Benjamin rips down the rebound for Lawrence, as that was Curley who couldn't get it to go for the Marauders. And Lawrence will walk it up the floor with 2:50 to go, second quarter. New York Mills 16 and Lawrence 15. Class D boys regional action from SUNY Oneonta. Here's Weir. Conklin left side, still man-to-man defense. Lawrence trying to run through the progressions on the offense. They find Benjamin from the foul line. This one is short off the rim. Conklin diving to save it, but nobody there once the ball came back in bounds for Lawrence. Out of bounds again and back to Mills. 2:32 to go before halftime, and it's Mills 16, Lawrence 15. Next chance we get, I want to thank some of our special sponsors for today's broadcast, allowing us to be here for this special matchup on CDO. Here's Nichols to the right side, reversing it back across for Supredit. Supredit into the corner, finds Sunderland, dribble drive back out for Supredit. Three ball off the back rim, rebound for Barra. And the Lauren size bailing them out at the moment, as they have done a nice job on the glass, especially on the defensive end of the floor. 2:05 to go, second quarter. Mills 16, Lawrence 15. Here's Weir, right side, outside the three-point arc, down low for Barra. He tried to reverse it across for Benjamin, and another steal here for Mills. So again, the defense playing a big part for both teams this afternoon. Nichols with 9 points on three threes, brings it up the floor for Mills. Top of the key for Supredit. Supredit far side, looking for Sunderland. Sunderland finds Bauer, top of the key, back for Sunderland, drives into the paint, lost it for a second, gets it back out for Supredit, 15 on the shot clock, tried to loft one back up to the top of the key, a steal by Mason Weir, all the way down the floor, Weir puts it up, off the front of the rim, no good, Mills back the other way. Nice steal by Lawrence, but Mills got back very well on defense. And here's Suprenant. Kicks it out for Sunderland. Pump fake. Down low. Off the glass. No good. Ball loose on the floor. It was kicked away by Mills. Out of bounds. And the ball will go to Lawrence with a minute 13 to go before the half. It's Mills 16, Lawrence 15. Special shout out to our sponsors, Amphenol in Sydney, a longtime supporter of students and high school athletes in the Tri-County area, as well as SFCU with 9 branches to serve you, including 2 branches in Oneonta. SFCU proudly supports Lawrence Leopards basketball. Leopards with the ball. They trail 16-15 with a minute to go before halftime. Conklin to Berra. Left side baseline drive. Jumper off the front rim. Rebound for Benjamin. He kicks it back out for Weir. Top of the key for 3. That one off the back rim. Another rebound here for Berra and the Lawrence Leopards. Back out. And Weir directing traffic here like the quarterback that he is with 45 to go before half. Now a steal from Mills. Here's Suprenant off to the races. Weir got back and didn't allow him to go up for the layup, so Suprenant has to pull it out. Another dribble drive. He goes right to the glass and he's fouled. So Suprenant, boy, what a heads-up play. Weir got back nicely on defense, so Suprenant pulled it out and then immediately tried to drive again and got fouled as he went up for the layup. 32 seconds to go before halftime. Mills 16, Lawrence 15. Suprenant to the line. First shot is up and good. And Andrew Suprenant now with 2 points on the afternoon, and Mills has a 2-point lead. Sean Rockwell now into the game here for Lawrence. Giving Conklin a little extra breather. Suprenant to the line. This one rolls all the way around the world before going down, and Mills has an 18-15 lead. 30 seconds to go before half, and now here's Rockwell from downtown. He got it! Sean Rockwell off the bench, nails it for Lawrence. Talk about guts. We're tied at 18, and the Lawrence fans are going crazy on the far side. 15 seconds to go before the half. Here's Nichols for Suprenant, left side. Mills playing for the last shot. We're tied at 18. Here's Nichols. Weir right in his grill. Nichols. Dribble drive, tries a step back jumper, no good, ball out of bounds, and that's going to do it. We're tied at 18 at the half. Sean Rockwell, the junior off the bench, buries the 3. Talk about a momentum turner. We're tied up at 18. We'll be right back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You're listening to Class D Regional Boys Action today on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Oneonta to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Oneonta offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOneonta.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Oneonta has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Oneonta is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream today, of course, courtesy of SFCU. You can always go back and listen to any of the games we've done this year, including this one. We'll have it up right after today's game. That's on WCDOsports.com, right on our audio archive page. Just go there. You can download, listen to it for free at any time. So remember to go to WCDOsports.com and listen to that, courtesy of SFCU. We had several local sponsors step up to help us get this broadcast on the air today, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about them during our halftime show. But, of course, our halftime report is brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT here on the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, Putnam Pest Control of West Oneonta. You can call them today at 432-9067. If you have a pest problem this spring or want to protect your home from future invaders, call Putnam Pest Control of West Oneonta at 432-9067. Go LCS from Putnam Pest Control. Of course, NBT Bank as well, one of our fine sponsors, also a sponsor of one of our post-game awards. You want to check out their online iStrive banking services for teens and young adults. Volkswagen Oneonta, you can visit them online, Route 23 Southside, or on VWOneonta.com, offering a variety of new and pre-owned VWs. Stop dreaming, start driving. Go Lawrence from VW Oneonta. And Volkswagen has been great for all local sports here this year. A big thank you to them as well. Community Bank NA, with convenient locations in Oneonta, Morris, Otego, and Sydney. Community Bank NA cheers on the Lawrence Leopards in today's game. The Lawrence Teachers Association, supporting public education. Go Leopards. And Paint Your House of Gilbertsville, featuring painters painting for over 37 years. For a free quote on your next paint job, contact Chris Sidlaka at 783-2210. They are now booking for the summer season. That's Chris Sidlaka for Paint Your House at 783-2210. Go Leopards from Paint Your House of Gilbertsville. Well, let's go through our scoring summary for the first half, as it's New York Mills and Lawrence tied at 18. I just got to say, folks, Sean Rockwell, a junior who comes in sporadically here for Lawrence, stepped into the game with about, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter, allowing Jared Conklin, one of the starters for Lawrence, to go over, catch his breath a little bit more before halftime. Rockwell comes in. They find him wide open to my right in the right baseline, and he nails a three to tie this game up. I mean, that is just the way this season has gone for Lawrence. When someone needed to step up, someone was there to fill those shoes and do it. And that was Sean Rockwell today at the end of the first half there, allowing Lawrence to tie it up 18-18 after Lawrence led 10-8 after the first quarter. So our scoring summary, first for Lawrence from Section 4, Rockwell with 3, Mitchell Barrow with 4 points, Anthony Monaco with 4 points, Mason Weir with 3, Jared Benjamin with 4. On the other side for New York Mills, Terrence Nichols, who we knew is the guy that Lawrence has to concentrate on today, he has 9 points on 3 three-pointers. Just has such a good-looking stroke from beyond the arc. You can tell that he's a very athletic player. If you're a local fan, somebody I would compare him to is maybe a taller Peyton Griffiths, and we know how well he did this year for the Milford squad. Maybe even a little bit taller and smoother Nick Mino from Sydney. Just somebody who has the complete package, can handle the ball, runs the offense, can shoot and get to the hole with a very quick first step. That's Terrence Nichols with 9 points for New York Mills. Andrew Serpinant has 3 points for New York Mills. Ben Curley with 2, Griffin Bauer with 2, and Corey Pastorelli off the bench with 2 for New York Mills. So this is the way I thought the first half kind of went. I thought Lawrence came out and played exactly like they did against South Courtright. A lot of confidence. See if you can stop us type of mentality. And when they got up 10-2, I don't know if maybe there was a little bit of nerves right there, but Mills started to come back, and you can see why New York Mills, defending Class D state champion. They've been here many, many times before in their program's history. You can see it's built into these guys that even if you get behind, we are a cool, calm, collected bunch. No big deal. Keep playing our game, running our systems, running our plays, and things are going to come to us. And there was no panic at all, and they were able to come right back and then take the lead. But Lawrence answering back. I think this man-to-man defense that Mills has been right in their face, and I think that has surprised Lawrence a little bit. Of course, they've had some great games this year with teams like Milford and South Courtright, Davenport, of course, so they've seen that kind of pressure. But Mills, I think, takes it to another level. They have the guys who are capable and athletic enough to get right in your face. And so far, the size advantage, I think, has been helpful for Lawrence. Of course, they've done a very good job on the defensive boards, and that has helped them to stay in this game because Mills not shooting as well as they traditionally would, except for Terrence Nichols, who buried 3 three-pointers there in the first half. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will get you set for the second half here. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, call Marabito today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Nate Lall here for WCDO. We'll be right back.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Getting you set for the start of the second half, Nate Lull, WCDO, WCDOsports.com. We are tied at 18 in this New York State Class D Boys Regional Round. Winner goes to the New York State Class D Final Four next Friday morning. Yes, Friday morning at 10 a.m. up at Glens Falls at the Civic Center. The winner here will play the winner of Section 5's Prattsburg and Section 6 International Prep at Grover. They are playing in Rochester today to see who will go to the Final Four here in Class D. New York Mills goes left to right to start things off in the second half. To the left side as they're in those road royal blue uniforms. The shot is off the mark and no good there from Ben Curley. Lawrence will rip it down and move it forward. Here's Conklin as Lawrence is in the home white uniforms. Going right to left, Weir, top of the key for three, no good. Monaco, the rebound, he brought it down low. Tried to trap it on that far side, but stepped out of bounds. Ball back to Mills. That's another good-looking shot there from Mason Weir that just didn't go down. Monaco brought down the rebound. He was stripped, chased it down, but was standing on the out-of-bounds line. So both teams trading possessions here. Here comes New York Mills going left to right with Terrence Nichols. Now a steal from Monaco. Read the eyes there of Nichols. Back the other way. Here's Conklin. Tried to go around the back. Lost it. Mills chasing it out of bounds and into the Lawrence bench. And the ball last off of Mills and will stay with the Leopards. So both teams trying to settle back into the start of the third quarter after the halftime break. And a little sloppy, but we'll see if we can get things back under control. Here's Vera. Top of the key. Now for Monaco. Down low. To the left block. Back out for Vera. To Benjamin. Up top for Weir. 7:05 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 18 between Mills and Lawrence. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Conklin. Little triple threat position. Gets down low, up off the glass, no good. Rebound here for the Marauders, and they're off to the races with Andrew Serpenit. Serpenit to the left side. Front of the Mills bench. Up for Nichols. Nichols shouting out some instructions to the far side. Back for Serpenit. Lost it out of bounds, but last touch by Monaco, who very active with his hands to start this second half, has a steal already and then popped that one out of bounds, but last touched by Monaco, so it stays here with Mills. Nichols will get it in, top of the key. And back to the right side as Mills goes left to right. They find Luke Sunderland. Sunderland back for Nichols. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock for Mills. Here's Nichols. Deep three right side. Off the rim, no good. Ball out of bounds. Barra will track it down and let it go. And Leopards will have the ball. So both teams haven't scored here in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. We're tied at 18. Lawrence from Section 4, New York Mills from Section 3, and we've got a great game on our hands here, folks. Mason Weir for Lawrence as they go right to left, across half court for Barra. Barra top of the key, into the left corner baseline for Conklin. Conklin, a little dribble drive, passes one off at the foul line. Little give and go inside for Monaco, down low, and he's fouled as he goes up for the shot. Monaco will go to the line. Monaco already 2-for-2 on the afternoon. Mills fans thought it was a clean block. Either way, Monaco to the line with 6:11 to go in the third. And boy, foul shots are going to be critical here. We said it in the first half. It still holds true. Monaco puts the first one through. And Lawrence back on top, 19-18. Second shot coming for Monaco to the line. This one is up and off the front rim. No good. Rebound for Mills. And they'll slow things down. Looked like they wanted to run, but instead, slowing it down. Here's Sunderland. For Nichols, steps in, jumper, this one pops out, Benjamin the rebound, and he puts it ahead here for Mitchell Barra to half court, across the Red Dragon logo. Barra skies up, finger roll no good, and he's fouled. Mills trying to get in there, looking for a charge. Barra was going for the finger roll, couldn't get it to go down, but it'll go to the line. Got to give credit there to Cameron Lyons, the senior for the Marauders, who looked like he had good position and sacrificed the body, went crashing hard to the floor. But instead, it's called a block. And Mitchell Barra to the line for Lawrence with 5:53 to go in the third. Barra to the line. It's good. And Barra puts it in. He now has 5 points. Lawrence leads by 2, 20-18, with 5:53 to go in the third. A back-and-forth affair here from SUNY Oneonta. Great fans here for Lawrence as they pack that far side. Barra's second shot rattles out. Ball is loose, and Mills with a rebound. And off to the races they go down the left side. Here's Sunderland. Now he'll slow it up. Sunderland, nice dribble drive move. Gets it down low. Off of Benjamin, out of bounds, as he had the good defensive position there on Curley, who was trying to post him up. Ball, though, off of Benjamin, and will stay with the Marauders underneath the basket at the right block. Nichols trying to get it in. Finds it into the paint for Sunderland. Off the glass, and he's fouled. Nice job there from Luke Sunderland, his first bucket, and they need him to step up in the second half, and he puts it down. We're tied at 20, and he looks for the three-point play with 5:40 to go in this third quarter. And here is Sunderland to the line, and that one is up and pure for Luke Sunderland. He's got three. Mills 21, Lawrence 20. 5:35 to go, third quarter. Here's Mitchell Barra outside the three-point line for Lawrence. They're in the home white uniforms with the black and the red trim in front of the Lawrence bench, right side for Weir. Weir down low for Barra, posting up, back out for Weir. Three ball off the front rim, no good. Mills the rebound. Weir cannot find the range here in the second half. And Mills brings it down the floor, top of the key. Nice move by Sunderland. Dribble, drive off the glass, no good. That was far from going in. Conklin ahead now, picks up his own loose ball there as he tried to pass it ahead for Benjamin, who wasn't looking. Conklin was able to track it down, so maybe some nerves still playing hard here for the Leopards. 5 minutes to go in the third. It's Mills 21, Lawrence 20. A defensive struggle here from Oneonta. Mason Weir down low for Barra, trying to use advantage of his size. Turnaround shot, no good. Didn't have enough mustard on that one. Mills looking to run. Down the left side. Little dribble drive will have a foul against Lawrence, as that was Suprenant going one-on-one with Weir, and Weir is whistled for the foul. Team foul situation now in the second half. Both teams with two. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Mills 21, Lawrence 20. Mills will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Their own offensive end of the floor from the left block. They get it into the left baseline quarter. Now they'll work it up to the top of the key for Sunderland. Turnaround shot for Curley. Off the mark, no good. And Monaco comes flying in and swoops down with the ball. Outlet pass to Weir, who will walk it up the floor for Lawrence. They trail 21-20. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Mitchell Barra, top of the key. Mills sticking with the man-to-man. Here's Conklin. Thought about a shot. Didn't pull the trigger. Pulls it back out for Barra. Barra now for Weir, top of the key. Walks it over to the right side as Lawrence goes right to left. And here is Weir. Little stutter step. Taking his time. 10 on the shot clock. Lawrence with a big effort to try to get the ball inside. Doesn't work on this possession. Conklin, step back three, right side, got it. Jared Coughlin from downtown for Lawrence. He puts it home. His first bucket of the afternoon. And it's 23-21. We'll see if that sparks the Leopards. Here's Mills back the other way. Sunderland from downtown. That one's no good. Monaco, the rebound, pushed out of his hands. Might have been an over-the-back on Mills. Either way, Zebra Crew just says ball tipped out by Mills. And the ball back to Lawrence, who now leads 23-21 with 3:50 to go in the third. Huge three there from Conklin from downtown. And here comes Weir, brings the ball up the floor, a little behind the back dribble, finds Benjamin, right baseline to the hole. Benjamin can't get it to go and can't find the rebound, and New York Mills pulls it down. Here comes the Marauders. Terrence Nichols, no points so far in the second half, looking to change that with 3.5 to go, third quarter. Lawrence 23, Mills 21. Here's Sunderland inside for Curley off the glass. It's good, and count the bucket. Big bucket there from Ben Curley, and he'll go to the line. Boy, if you're Jarrett Benjamin there for Lawrence, was playing straight up defense. I mean, hands to the sky there. And I'm pretty surprised about that call, as he'll have to go to the bench now. That's his third. So that puts Lawrence in a little bit of a pickle, because Benjamin has been playing excellent inside, both defensively and on the board. So we're tied at 23, and Mills to the line for Ben Curley. And Curley makes the shot, but a violation as he jumped over the line as he tried to take it. It was just a little too eager. And so the ball back to Lawrence, as that foul shot will not count. 3:22 to go, third quarter. Lawrence 23, Mills 23. And Weir will walk it up the floor. It's like a chess match, folks. Every basket counts. Every move counts, it seems. Here's Weir to the left side against the man-to-man of New York Mills. And now we'll have a whistle. There's going to be a foul down low. As again, Lawrence has been trying to dump it inside to either find Monaco or Berra. And they are going to call a foul this time on Sunderland, who was right into the back there of Berra. And anybody who's a little guy and who has played before knows what that's all about. You're trying to deal with the big trees down low, doing everything you can. Inbounds pass to Conklin, misses the shot, and here comes Mills the other way. 2:55 to go, third quarter. We're still tied at 23. It's the Class D regional round, Section 3 versus Section 4 on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Sunderland to the right side. Lawrence still sticking in the zone. And to the left side for Nichols. Nichols to the top of the key now. Kicks it back out for Sunderland. Sunderland into the corner. Now it's down low and it's tipped away. Lawrence has changed it up a little bit from the 2-3 to more of a 1-3-1 look in this second half, and I think that has really frustrated New York Mills a little bit. 2:20 to go, third quarter. We're knotted up at 23. Live from SUNY Oneonta. Monaco finds Berra. Top of the key for Weir. Now for Edwin Rivera, who checks back into the game. For Conklin, going right to left. Conklin hit that big three just a few moments ago. Shot clock is down to 10 here for Lawrence. 2:05 to go in the third. Monaco, dribble drive. Back out. Conklin, wide open three. Top of the key, off the front rim. Berra, the rebound. Back up off the glass. Can't get it to go. And he's fouled and will go to the line. Mitchell Berra, out of nowhere, grabs the rebound. And it really looked like that layup was going to go. But he's fouled and will head to the line. And Andy Carr wanted that one pretty bad there for the Leopards. And so Berra will go to the line. We're tied at 23 with 1:57 to go in the third. Berra to the line. First one is good. Mitchell Berra with a team-high 6 points for Lawrence. And Mills going to the bench, getting some of their starters a little bit of a rest here. Curley will go to the bench as well as Suprenant with 1:57 to go in the third. Second shot coming for Berra. Up and through. He's got 7. And Lawrence leads New York Mills 25-23 with 1:50 to go, third quarter. Mills in the royal blue with the orange and the white trim going left to right. To the right side for Nichols. Passes across for Cameron Lyons. Back for Nichols. Into the corner for Sunderland. Down low, knocked away there by Weir. Tipped out of bounds and will stay with New York Mills. 1:41 to go in the third. Section 3 versus Section 4 here this afternoon. From SUNY Oneonta, Mills will inbound the ball, trying to work it down low. He's got Sunderland wide open, waited too long. Instead has to throw it up top here to Lyon. Ball is loose on the floor. Mills scoops it back up, down low to the right block. Again, the ball loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball and possession back to Lawrence. Boy, folks, anytime there is a jump ball here this afternoon, or I should say a loose ball, both teams are diving headfirst onto the floor to get on those. So Lawrence, with 90 seconds to go, third quarter, they lead 25-23. Lawrence brings it up the floor, going right to left. They cross the half-court timeline. To the far side for Conklin on that right wing. Conklin for Berra. Pump fakes, gets around his man. Dribble, drive up, and a travel for Mitchell Berra. Looked like he was one stop away from the jump stop, and then an up. But a travel. And the ball back to Mills. 1:15 to go in the third. Mills trails 25-23. Going left to right. Here's Sunderland. Trying to extend his senior season. Finds Nichols into the corner. Now down low for Pastorelli. Back out for Nichols. Gets into the paint left side. Off the hands of Mills. Out of bounds. As they tried to work it down low for Griffin Bauer. Through his fingertips and back to Lawrence with 57 seconds to go in the third. They'll walk it up the floor. And boy, longtime head coach for Mills, Mike Adey, not pleased with this third quarter performance. Here for Mills. 25-23 the score. Over to Monaco. Down low on the right block. Turn around and he's fouled. And the Lawrence size continuing to give Mills some problems here. Pastorelli is 6'5 for Mills off the bench, but he's seen limited minutes here this afternoon. And now this will be a foul on Cameron Lyons, his third. And so the team foul situation, Mills with six, Lawrence with three. Here's Monaco to the line. He's been very good there today, and this one off the mark, no good. Monaco with 5 points. He's now 3 for 6 from the line. Sean Rockwell, the hero from the first half for Lawrence, checks back in. 43 seconds to go in the third. Monaco to the line here. Mills getting a late substitution. Supredit back into the game. Lyons coming out. So Lawrence 25, Mills 23. Monaco to the line here for Lawrence. Big foul shot for the Leopards coming. Monaco's shot is in. So Anthony Monaco now with 6 points, and it's Lawrence 26, Mills 23. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Mills going left to right in front of the Marauders bench. They find Curley back up top for Supredit. And here is Andrew Supredit into the right corner. Outside the three-point line now. Back to the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. 20 on the game clock here in the third quarter. Supredit from downtown. Off the front rim, no good. And a rebound here for Lawrence. Back the other way. Here comes Conklin. 10 to go on the third quarter game clock. Weir looks over to the bench. Trying to get a play from head coach Andy Carr for Lawrence. Going right to left. Here's Conklin. 5 on the game clock. He's going to have to put one up. Conklin forces one at the buzzer. No good. And that'll do it. End of the third quarter. Lawrence leads 26-23 over New York Mills. 8 minutes left to decide this one in the boys' Class D regionals. I'm Nate Lowe. You're listening to Live Playoff Basketball this afternoon on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, live from SUNY Oneonta. Nate Lowe on WCDO, WCDOsports.com as well. Lawrence from Section 4 leading Section 3's New York Mills 26-23. Mills is the defending Class D state champions. They're on the ropes here this afternoon, but that'll help Sunderland from downtown, the senior with 6 points, and we're tied at 26. And just when you think one team has the momentum, the other team pulls it right back. Tied up 26 all. 7.5 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence with the ball. Here's Conklin. Finds Weir from downtown for Lawrence. He got it. Mason Weir from downtown, and he's got 6. Dials long distance, and it's 29-26. Here's Nichols, still with 9 points, but none in the second half here for Mills. Top of the key, back over. Three ball for Mills, they got it. Andrew Serpinet, he's got 6 points. We're tied at 29. And the defensive struggle has turned into a three-point shooting contest here in the first minute of this fourth quarter. We're tied at 29. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Conklin, right side. Gets a pick there from Berra. Still man-to-man defense here for New York Mills. Here's Weir, top of the key. For Conklin in front of the Lawrence bench. 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. Now here's Mason Weir, back over for Conklin. Dribble drive, out for Rockwell. Rockwell playing because Benjamin is still on the bench with three fouls for Lawrence. Here's a great drive by Mitchell Berra. Right-handed layup, up and in, and Berra's got 9. Boy, and he took that one to the hoop like a man, and he put it in. It's 31-29. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. Mills back the other way, going left to right. They skip it across the top of the zone. And here's Nichols. Finds Sunderland. Another three ball for Mills. In. That one's good. Suprenet puts it home. He's got 9. And Mills takes a 32-31 lead. And Mills is fired up, but so is Lawrence. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Mills 32, Lawrence 31. Here's Weir. Now for Conklin in front of the Lawrence bench on the right side. Lawrence going right to left. Conklin with a drive on the baseline. Dumps one off for Monaco, and he's fouled. 5:49 to go, fourth quarter. A back-and-forth game at SUNY Oneonta. Mills, you can see this is a team that just when you think Lawrence might pull the momentum away, this is why they've gone as far as they have. The Mills Mills saying is tradition, it never graduates. And you can see that they really hold that close to their hearts. 5:49 to go in the fourth. Monaco to the line. Benjamin is checked back into the game here, so Lawrence has their starting five in. Mills does as well. They lead 32-31. Monaco to the line. First shot off the rim. No good. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams chasing after it, and Mills will come up with it. And here comes Mills. They get around the Lawrence backcourt pressure. And here is Andrew Serpinet. All the way to the hole. Off the glass and in. He's the first guy in the double figures. He's got 11 and a timeout here for Lawrence. Mills leads 34-31. 5:32 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
5:32 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. Mills 34, Lawrence 31. Class D boys regional matchup winner heads to Glens Falls and the New York State Class D Final Four. Conklin finds Monaco top of the key, back for Weir on the left side. Weir down low for Conklin. Left baseline, turnaround shot. It's short, can't get his own rebound. It's a one-on-one battle. Jump ball stays with Lawrence. Andrew Suprenet came down with it. Conklin tried to rip it back, and we have the jump ball. Possession stays with Lawrence. Off the arrow. 5:12 to go, fourth quarter. Mills 34, Lawrence 31. They get the ball into Benjamin, top of the key. Now for Mason Weir. Tried to pass it down low. It was tipped away. Lawrence still with the ball. They'll have to chase it into the backcourt. And here's Weir. Going to be a backcourt violation with 5:02 to go in the fourth quarter. And the ball back to Mills. 34-31 the score. And the Marauders. This is a big possession for both teams. Can the Marauders jump ahead by more than three? Can it be a two-possession game? Or can Lawrence get a stop here? Mills with the ball going left to right. Top of the key for Suprenet. and they find Sunderland. Lawrence with some in-your-face zone defense here, trying to create a steal. Here's Sunderland. Back across for Nichols. Nichols thought about a three, but Weir was right there with a hand in his face. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. 10 on the shot clock for Mills. They work it inside. Back out for Suprenant. Conklin draped all over him. Back off for Sunderland. Three ball, no good. And the rebound for Lawrence. Big defensive stop there for the Leopards with 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Mills 34, Lawrence 31. And here is Mason Weir. Walks it up the floor. Finds Benjamin, the big guy, outside the three-point line. Back for Weir. Across for Barra. 15 on the shot clock. They find Conklin. Nichols with a hand in his face. Back for Weir, far side. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Conklin, step back, three ball for Lawrence. Off the front rim, no good. Rebound, up and in, and a foul. Monaco goes to the line for the Leopards. Monaco with 8, ripped down that rebound, put it right back up and was fouled. And Lawrence with a chance to tie with 3:55 to go, fourth quarter. Monaco to the line. The three-point play is good for Anthony Monaco. He's got 9, and now a timeout on the floor for Lawrence. 3:56 to go, fourth quarter. Mills 34, Lawrence 34. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:56 to go, fourth quarter. Class D boys regional action from SUNY Oneonta. Lawrence 34. Defending Class D New York State champs, New York Mills 34. Heck of a ball game here this afternoon, folks. It's been a lot of good defense. Just because it's low scoring doesn't mean it's not great basketball, because it is. Mills with the ball going left to right. They bring it up the floor in the backcourt. Lawrence going for a little half-court trap there, and this one will backfire a little bit as it's a foul on Mason Weir just as Mills gets it over half-court. That'll be the third foul against Weir. Here's the team foul situation. Mills has 8. Lawrence has 4. That'll start to play into effect here with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Mills with the ball going left to right. They have it in their own offensive end of the floor. Top of that zone, very active here for Lawrence. They got a lot of length up there with Conklin, and they've moved Barra up there as well. Trying to take away some of these three-pointers. Nichols has been so quiet in the second half. Turnaround shot for Mills, though, is up and good as they get it down low into the paint, and that's Griffin Bauer, who now has 4 points. Just kind of a sneaky pass from the wing. Bauer, a quick turnaround, he put it home. It's 36-34, Mills on top. Here's Barra to the left side. The drive off the glass just rims out, no good. Boy, that looked really good the whole way. And Mills with the rebound. 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. To the right side. Sunderland with the ball. To the top of the key for Nichols. Conklin all over him. Gets it around the defense, finds Suprenant on the far side for Nichols, top of the key, into the corner. Sunderland, jumper, off the mark, no good. Weir, the rebound, but Suprenant ripped it away, and Mills with a fresh shot clock. Up to Nichols, jumper is off the mark, and a rebound for Mitchell Barra of Lawrence, and here come the Leopards. To half court, going right to left. Mitchell Weir, a little slow behind the play. Trying to gut it out after he got knocked down on that rebound. Back out for Weir. Top of the key. Three ball. He got it. Mason Weir from downtown for Lawrence, and he's got 9. Lawrence 37. Mills 36. Back the other way. Nichols the bucket, and it's good. Wow. Lawrence couldn't get back fast enough, and Nichols made him pay. He's got 11, and he'll go to the line, and Mills ahead 38-37. Just quick transition basketball, and Nichols went coast to coast. First points of the second half for Nichols, and he's going for the three-point play. Just after a dagger of a three there by Mason Weir, Nichols gets the foul shot as well. He's got 12, and we'll have a timeout. 2:26 to go in the fourth. It's Mills 39, Lawrence 37. We'll keep it right here. 2:26 to go in the Class D regional game between Section 3 and Section 4. Just want to, again, thank some of our special sponsors here that have helped us be here for today's game. Of course, Amphenol in Sydney, SFCU, Putnam Pest Control of West Oneonta, NBT Bank, Volkswagen Oneonta, Community Bank NA, the Lawrence Teachers Association, and Paint Your House of Gilbertsville. All special sponsors for this New York State Regional Basketball Contest. 2:26 to go in the fourth. Mills 39, Lawrence 37. Winner goes to Glens Falls for the New York State Final Four in Class D. That game will be at 10 a.m. next Friday morning against the winner of Section 5 and Section 6. That's Prattsburg against International Prep at Grover, who's from the Buffalo area. Prattsburg is from Section 5 out of the Rochester area. Here we go. Lawrence with the ball. Out of the timeout with 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. Mills 39, Lawrence 37. Mills bringing a little half-court pressure here. How will Lawrence handle it? Conklin to the right side. They're over the timeline, so they're safe there. Barra, top of the key here for the Leopards. Finds Conklin. Conklin on the right side. Coming up on 15 to go on the shot clock. Here's Weir. Back for Conklin. Conklin trying to work it down low. Instead for Benjamin. Now for Barra. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Mason Weir. Just a sophomore. Finds Conklin. Now 5 on the shot clock. Inside. Barra off the glass. No good. And a rebound for Mills. Another Mitchell Barra shot that looks pure as gold that doesn't go down. 1:45 to go, fourth quarter. Mills 39, Lawrence 37. Here's Nichols to the top of the key, and now a timeout from New York Mills. 1:40 to go, fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here again. Mills 39, Lawrence 37. Just a veteran move there by longtime head coach Mike Adey. He's been in this position many times, but, you know, New York Mills hasn't lost a regional in a long time. They have had a very good record against Section 4. The Marauders are 9-3 in regional play. They've won four straight games against Section 4 opponents, beating South Courtright in 2010, Hancock in 2011, Marathon in 2013, and then, of course, Davenport last year. That Marauders team last year was so, so good, easily winning the Class D championship. And it's been 33 straight games since New York Mills has lost to a Class D opponent. Their three losses on the year have been to Class C teams and one Class B team, including two losses to Waterville, who will play here later today against Newfield at 5 o'clock in the Class C Boys Championship. Waterville is number one in the state in Class C, ranked number one, as I said. They're 23-0. Coming into this game, New York Mills ranked number two in the state for Class D. Lawrence ranked number 11 in the state. So a minute 40 to go, fourth quarter. It's Mills 39, Lawrence 37. Listen to these fans. One whole side is Lawrence fans. The other side is New York Mills fans. Great support from both communities here today. Nichols will inbound the ball in front of the media table. Mills has it going left to right, and they get it right back to him. And here's Nichols at half court. Finds Sunderland on the right side. Top of the key now for Suprenant. Suprenant into the corner. Mills taking some time off the clock here. 10 on the shot clock. Minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Nichols. Gets it to Curley. Down low. Can they get a shot off before the shot clock buzzer? They do, but it's no good. And Lawrence, the rebound with Jarrett Benjamin. Rips it down, finds Monaco, and ahead for Conklin. 1:10 to go, fourth quarter. Mills, 39. Lawrence, 37. Lawrence with the ball going right to left. Here's Weir at half court, barking out the signals. Finds Conklin. Now for Barra, top of the key. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter to see who goes to the Final Four in Class D. Into the left wing corner. Conklin down low. Monaco for Lawrence. Turnaround shot. Off the front rim. No good. Rebound for Mills. Ball loose on the floor. Lawrence steals it back, but then Nichols comes away. And a foul on Lawrence. 44 seconds to go. And that was crazy. The ball popped loose. Both teams had possession for a split second before Nichols ripped it away at half court and went streaking down and ran into Mason Weir, and a foul there against Lawrence. And Andy Carr very upset at the moment. But New York Mills has the ball at half court with 44 seconds left. They lead 39-37. Here's Sunderland back out for Nichols. Conklin comes in and fouls. And here's the team foul situation. Mills with 8. And this will be the 7th team foul on Lawrence. So Nichols is going to go to the line. Probably not who you want to put there, but you didn't have much of a choice if you're the Lawrence Leopards. So Nichols will go to the line, shooting 1-1 with 39.3 to go. Mills 39, Lawrence 37. Nichols to the line. First one is off the front rim. No good, but Mills gets the rebound. And now they'll call a timeout with 36 seconds to go. Huge rebound there from Ben Curley. So Mills will have the ball. They walk back over to the bench with 36.9 to go. We'll keep it right here. Mills 39, Lawrence 37. Again, a big thank you to all our special sponsors today, Amphenol of Sydney, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Putnam Pest Control of West Oneonta, NBT Bank, Volkswagen Oneonta, Community Bank NA, the Lawrence Teachers Association, and also Paint Your House of Gilbertsville. So here we go, 36.9 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Mills leads Lawrence 39-37. Mills has the ball. And so if you're Lawrence, what do you decide to do here? Do you go right for the foul and hope that Mills cannot convert from the foul line? Once again, as we just saw Nichols go to the line for a 1-1, he missed that. But Mills coming down with the rebound. If Lawrence gets that rebound, we've got a whole different scenario. But instead, Mills rips it down. A huge rebound there by Griffin Bauer. Or excuse me, Ben Curley, just the sophomore. And so Mills with the ball. It'll be very interesting to see what they do here to just try to run some time off the clock. Of course, they're going to want to get the ball into the hands there of Terrence Nichols. He's getting some extra instructions from the Marauders coaching staff. Both fans on both sides of the court here at SUNY Oneonta rising 36 seconds left here, fourth quarter. Mills 39, Lawrence 37. Mills is going to have the ball on the right side of the floor as they go left to right. It's pretty much on the corner. And that's where Curley ran over to call the timeout. And so Griffin Bauer will inbounds for Mills. Can they get it in? Yes, they do. A nicely designed play to get it to Nichols. He ran through a double screen. Barra will foul him, and Nichols will go back to the line with 35.2 to go. Mills 39, Lawrence 37. Second foul on Barra. So does Lawrence have some magic here? We'll see. Andy Carr maybe trying to ice Terrence Nichols here. He'll call a timeout. 35.2 to go. We'll keep it here again. Mills 39, Lawrence 37. So now this will give a couple extra seconds for Terrence Nichols to maybe think about the moment that he's in, with a chance to go back to the state Final Four for Mills to defend their state championship from last year. He's got 30 more seconds to think about it here and these foul shots that are upcoming. These are the shots you think about when you're in the driveway practicing with the game on the line. And Terrence Nichols finds that right in his hands here with 35.2 to go. Fourth quarter, Section 3 versus Section 4. Mills leads 39-37, both teams with 8 fouls. It's been a great ball game here. A lot of good defense and both teams going on runs at different times in the game. Mills wasn't supposed to be here. They lost a lot from last year, and they have surprised everyone by getting back to this game, and they would surprise even more fans by advancing back to the state Final Four. Lawrence has had a very solid year. They've won 12 games in a row. No one expected them to be here. But here they are, down by 2 with 35 seconds to go. Both teams know what it's like to be in tight games. Both of their section championship games came down to 2- and 3-point ball games. So we'll see if that plays into it at all, that experience that both teams have. Nichols to the line. He's got 12 points, 3 in the second half. First foul shot coming is up and good. So Nichols puts it home. He's got 13. And Mills leads by 3, 40-37 with 35 seconds to go. Nichols to the line. Second shot coming, and this is a big one. This one is up and good for Terrence Nichols. He's got 14, and now 30 seconds to go. Lawrence quickly up the floor. Here's Conklin, looks over to the bench, and Andy Carr wants to call a timeout with 27.7 to go. So it's Mills 41, Lawrence 37. We know that Lawrence can shoot the three ball, and they've done very well in this building shooting the three ball. Perhaps you try to get the ball to Jared Conklin. He's only got 3 points here this afternoon, but he's got 38 three-pointers on the year. Mason Weir came in today with 30 three-pointers on the year, and he's hit 3 this afternoon, so he's got 33. Mitchell Barra has hit 24 this season from beyond the arc. So you have some guys who can shoot. The other way that you could do it is to try to get a quick two-pointer, cut it back to a one-possession game, so it'd be 41-39. It's 41-37 currently, and then foul again and hope that New York Mills is going to miss the foul shots. Wonder what Andy Carr will do. If it was my guess, I would say that Lawrence is going to try to get a quick two here, run through the set. But that's going to be very difficult as well because Mills has had in-your-face defense. So you might end up running through the whole set. You only have 27.7 seconds to go. You might end up having to take the three if you get deep in the shot clock. So let's see what Lawrence decides to do. They have the ball, 27.7 to go. Mills 41, Lawrence 37. We'll see if Mills throws any trickery in terms of defense. They've stuck with the man-to-man all day. I don't think they'll go away from the bread and butter. Doesn't look like they will. So Conklin will inbounds in front of the scorer's table on the right wing. They get it into Weir. Weir gets a pick there from Barra. Barra to the top of the key. Pump faked on the three. Steps back. Three-pointer. Off the mark. No good. Rebound down. Mills comes away with it. And now, no, it's going to be an out-of-bounds call against Mills. So the ball will stay with Lawrence. Corey Pastorelli came down with it. Had an outlet pass to Nichols. Got it out. But his toe was on the line. So 17.1 to go. And Lawrence with another chance. They trail 41-37. And now Mills wants to call a timeout. So Mills, 41, Lawrence, 37, and we go right back to what we were just talking about. What does Lawrence try to do here? Now you've wasted, not wasted, but another 10 seconds have gone off the clock. Do you try to get the quick two and the foul right away? Or do you try to shoot the three to cut it back to a one-point game and then foul? Tough coaching decisions. Really comes down to your philosophy as a coach. Do you want to be aggressive? Do you want to shoot the three? Do you have enough trust in your guys to do that? And now Andy Carr coming out wants to know where the ball exactly is going to be inbounds. It was a nice play that they set up coming out of the last timeout where they let Mitchell Barra set a screen and then roll off to try to hit a shot. And it just didn't go down. And Mitchell Barra has had some good looks in this second half that haven't gone down. 41-37 the score. Again, a thank you to all our special sponsors today, Amphenol and Sydney. Sydney Federal Credit Union, Putnam Pest Control of West Oneonta, NBT Bank, Volkswagen Oneonta, Community Bank NA, the Lawrence Teachers Association, and Paint Your House of Gilbertsville. So Lawrence once again breaks the huddle. They trail 41-37. It's the Class D regional round, Section 4 versus Section 3. Mason Weir will inbounds underneath the Lawrence basket from the right block. Looks like they're trying to free up Conklin right away in the corner. They can't do it. Now they work it inside. It's tipped away by Mills. Looked like a little diversion there, trying to get Conklin into the corner and then find Barra wide open on the back door, but Mills read it perfectly. So now we're going to have a foul called with 16 seconds left. It's going to be on Mills. Unbelievable. They're going to have a foul, and this is going to send Lawrence to the line. Just some pushing and shoving underneath the basket. This foul will be on Luke Sunderland as everybody was jockeying for position. And because this is the ninth team foul, this is going to send Mitchell Barra to the line. Bold move by that referee, I'll say that. As Barra will step to the line here, trying to cut into this lead. That's perfect for Lawrence. First shot is good for Barra. And Barra now has 10 points. It's 41-38. Lawrence not going quietly here. This could cut it back to a two-point game. Barra to the line with 16.1 to go. Second foul shot for Barra is good. Rattled that one home. He's got 11, and now a timeout on the floor. 16.1 to go. Mills 41, Lawrence 39. We're going to step away now for 30 seconds. We'll be right back. It's Championship Basketball on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Oneonta to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Oneonta offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOneonta.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Oneonta has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Oneonta is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
16 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. New York Mills 41, Lawrence 39. Mills will have the ball. They're going to have to go the length of the floor. And this will be interesting. Lawrence to see what they dial up for a press here to try to get a quick steal. 16 seconds left. No matter how this finishes, folks, a heck of a game here in the regionals. This is what you want to see. I know somebody has to go home with their season being completed here this afternoon, but both teams, too bad they both can't get a win because this has been great basketball. So Mills now will try to get it in, and they will, to Terrence Nichols down the right side, and he's fouled by Weir. Nichols, with just that tremendous foot speed, was able to get through the tight Lawrence press. And Nichols will go to the line. So that is the fifth foul against Mason Weir. And Weir is done for the afternoon. And that hurts Lawrence because he is the guy who can bring the ball up the floor with the most efficiency. So Rivera is going to have to check into the game. And you knew Weir didn't want to take that foul, but in the presence of trying to not let as much time go off as you could, Weir had to take the foul. So Weir finishes today with 9 points on 3 three-pointers. 14.3 to go, and Terrence Nichols to our right to the line for New York Mills. Makes the first shot. Nichols with 15. And Mills leads again by 3, 42-39, 14.3 to go. And here's Nichols, second shot coming. That one rattles home, and he's got 16. Conklin's going to run it down the floor. It's Mills 43, Lawrence 39. Conklin, top of the key for 3, no good. Into the corner, Monaco can't chase it down, has to jump over a table. The ball out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Mills here with 6.5 to go. Still impressed he was able to jump over that table. Mills 43, Lawrence 39. Mills will get the ball in quickly here. They get it to Sunderland. Conklin and Monaco will foul him with 5.6 to go. And it appears that Mills will be headed back to Glens Falls, as this will be Sunderland who will go to the line here with 6 points. 5.6 to go. It's Mills 43, Lawrence 39. Mills trying to hang on. They got a heck of a scare here today from Lawrence. Sunderland to the line, and this one is up and rattles out. So it's still 43-39, but it's still a two-possession game with 5.6 to go, fourth quarter. Sunderland, second shot. This one is good. Sunderland puts it home. He's got 7. And Conklin will bring it down the floor, but just not enough time for Lawrence. Conklin for a 3, no good, and that'll do it. New York Mills advances with a 44-39 victory over Lawrence. Heck of a season here for the Lawrence Leopards. They've taken us all on a very nice ride. You got a feel for those seniors. This is a tough way to lose. But New York Mills, congratulations to them from Section 3 heading back to Glens Falls. And the New York State Class D Final Four. We'll be right back with the postgame show again. Mills 44, Lawrence 39 in the Class D Regionals. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time from SUNY Oneonta here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. New York Mills and Lawrence both getting their various awards here from this New York State Class D Boys Regional game, with New York Mills defeating Lawrence 44-39. This was an absolute fabulous game here this afternoon. You have to feel for Lawrence. We've followed them all season long, back from the very first game that we did this year in basketball on WCDO, where Lawrence traveled over to take on Franklin. And it just seems like it's been so long this season following them. And it's been a great, great run for Lawrence, winning a league championship as well as a Section 4 Class D championship. So congratulations to them. Welcome into the postgame show. Let's go through our scoring summary from today's contest. First for Lawrence, Sean Rockwell for Lawrence with 3 points. Mitchell Barrow with 11. Jared Conklin with 3, Anthony Monaco with 9, Mason Weir with 9, and Jared Benjamin with 4. For New York Mills, Terrence Nichols with 16, Andrew Serpinet with 11. And boy, Nichols had 9 at the half, and he was quiet until the end of the fourth quarter, ends up with 16. Great game for Nichols. Luke Sunderland with 7 points, Ben Curley with 4, Griffin Bauer with 4, and Corey Pastorelli with 2 for New York Mills, who's going to have a chance to defend their state title from last year. Again, they win 44-39 here today. And we'll do our post-game awards, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance Agency, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. And we are a local station here, so we will be focusing on Lawrence. NBT Bank, the Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you, of course, by NBT Bank. Putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that award to Mitchell Barra today of Lawrence. 11 points to lead the Lawrence Leopards, a senior who went over 1,000 points this year. Congratulations to him on a fantastic season. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that award today to Anthony Monaco from Lawrence. Had 9 points and I thought was a real force inside, several huge rebounds and blocks down low. So Anthony Monaco, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner here this afternoon. And the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Awards. ACCO Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that award to Mason Weir here this afternoon. 9 points on 3 three-pointers is really the floor general here for the Lawrence Leopards. Did such a fantastic job, did foul out at the end of the contest, but he hit a 3 down here at the end of the game, which was absolutely huge. And if it wasn't for New York Mills having such a presence of mind to come right back down and score, I think that that shot by Weir usually kills any other team that Lawrence is going to see this year just because of the timing of it and the momentum. But New York Mills just had the presence of mind to come back down and kind of weather the storm here to win this game this afternoon, 44-39. So a great game. You can always go back and listen to this one on the archive at WCDOsports.com. Really glad to have you along, and a special shout-out to all our Lawrence listeners down south, especially in Florida. We know that the Barra family especially is down there listening, and some of the Weir family is around as well. Hello to everyone down there, and thanks for all your support. We were glad to follow Lawrence on this run. Just certainly a lot of fun as Lawrence falls today in the final game of the year, 44-39 in the Class D Boys Regional matchup. Well, thanks for joining us. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great afternoon from WCDO Sports.